Hey everyone, it's me, your favorite little kitty cat. Oh, you know, this week must be the week of my irritations because my temper's really short, not with my job per se, but with the residents. And there's this woman, she's like 3 feet tall, and she looks like a little ball. And I prefer having the addresses to the destinations in which they are going. But since I've been doing this for 20 years, driving, I pretty much know where every doctor's office is in the city. But I like them to know where they're going. And I asked her, my fair city has 3 hospitals. The one hospital is on the northwest side of town, which I live, not too far away. And there's the hospital, and then there's the medical arts building, and then there's the clinic. And they're all 3 in a row. And since there was a lot of confusion, the company decided to put numbers on the buildings and names instead of, you know, just saying a general blah, blah, blah hospital. So I asked her because she had listed as her destination the hospital. And I said, are you going to the hospital? No, I'm going to the professional building. I said, the medical arts building. She says, the one I always go to. Now, I don't always take her because she just gave up her car because she seems to not be able to see. So she's been there since 8:30. Today was her appointment, and it is now 11:30, and I'm picking her up, on the way to pick her up. So she called, and she says, I'm ready for pickup. And I just happened to be in the office, and I answered the phone, which is that what I do when I'm, you know, downtime waiting for people. So I said, okay, thank you, and I hung up on her. She was still talking, but I was like, whatever. So I'm on my way. And then my work phone rings, and it's the girl, one of the girls in the office, and she says, so-and-so called, and she wanted to let you know she's not at the hospital where you dropped her off at this morning. And I'm like, I didn't drop her off at the hospital. I dropped her off at the medical arts building. And she says, well, she said she's at the professional building and to pick her up in the back. And I was like, that's where I dropped her off. So I'm driving, doing this boo so that I can get the irritation out of my system, because I'm thinking when I pick her up, I'm going to say something like, so-and-so, are you wanting to get me fired? Why did you lie to the office staff and say that I dropped you off at the hospital when I didn't? I dropped you off at the medical arts building. And I will suggest to her to go into the office and tell them that I did not drop her off at the wrong place. Because it looks bad on me. Not really, but I like to make the residents feel bad because they're being stupid. It's really annoying. And especially it's the same ones that do it over again. And then they do that stupid, irritating, dumb laugh that I forgot today. I'm spacey today. And I'm like, oh, I hate that fake crap. And yes, the residents do pull that a lot. Oh, I'm on so many pills. You know, they make me kind of woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. So, don't take them then. If you don't know where you're going. I dread getting old. Normally, I have patience and I'm understanding and I don't have a problem. But when you lie and you don't know where you're at, where I dropped her off. I didn't drop her. You know what? I should just say, well, I didn't know this was the hospital. It just annoys the snot out of me. Can you tell? And it's not even summer, and it's not even really super hot yet, but it will be. Oh, my God. That is the funniest thing I've ever seen. I remember this guy from the 80s, and he's wearing a toupee in a convertible. And he's one of those musclehead guys. And I'm thinking, really? So, I had a good laugh, a giggle. Okay, later-ness, people.